This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right, Robbie and Dean, helping you handle your hump day in style.
That's right, we are, Robbie.
We had a really exciting weekend, didn't we, Dean?
Oh my God, well, I mean, yeah, no, it was. It was really exciting. It was.
Look,
it was very busy for me.
I was going to say,
homosexual.
The thing that I'm, of course, referencing was a lot more exciting for me because I got to relax and just enjoy it. Keen followers of our social media or regular listeners to Mad Wednesdays, and if you're not, what's wrong with you? it would be aware of the fact that Burlesque happened over the weekend.
Yes, Burlesque, the show happened. Lisa Mann created a burlesque show for Barry Bigger, a body positive burlesque show for Barry Bigger people, like myself.
Yeah.
To get up on stage and shake your groove thang.
And not wanting to shy away from an opportunity to be on stage, you, of course, were a part of it, and it was
fat. So much fun. Yeah, so my queer alter ego, Frock Hudson, actually took to the stage dressed as a drag bear, which was a whole heap of fun. You'd be amazed. I spent a day trying to find something to make barriers, and I bought all this expensive stuff, and then two brown sponges did the job.
I think, one of the things that was great, firstly, you sang live because it's what you do.
I do it well. Well, everyone else had been practicing their burlesque routines, and I'm going to be honest, like I'm not trying to sound up myself, but I've stripped on stage before while I've done a number. I've done those sexy dancing things. So for me, it was figuring out a way for me that I can bring something to the table that is a lot of fun, but in my mind kind of elevated everyone else. I didn't want to take over. I didn't want to steal the show. I didn't want to be like, look at me. And
no,
I'm a pretty big attention seeker. So, you know, that's hard
for me. It wasn't that at all. And look, when I tell you that the show was sensational, I mean the whole show. I mean from start to finish. Everyone did such a great job. Most of those performers had never performed on a stage before.
Had never performed, or in years. So there was a lot of and a lot of nervous guys backstage, and everyone put 150% into their performance.
I don't think I've felt energy from a crowd like that in a long time.
It was so fantastic. So I did step out my outfit was I stepped out looking like a bear in drag, like I was about to do a strip number, and then a microphone popped out from the side of the stage. I grabbed it and started singing a little Fire by the Pointer Sisters.
Yes, into Proud Mary.
Into Proud Mary. So I actually spun it from that, from Play School to Fire to Proud Mary, and got some of the rest of the crew on to do a bit of a dance in our... But I stripped off completely.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think everything through with all the drag. I'd never practiced with all the bits and bob of drag, like the wig and everything.
The wig,
and how hot it would be backstage. So my outfit actually
stuck to me at
the start of the show. And I went out on stage and went, well, I'm just going to have to figure this out. So my opening routine kind of went out the window, and luckily Cam was in the front row. I picked the shortest homosexual you possibly could. Cam, who was the guest co-host a couple of weeks ago when you guys were talking about burlesque, actually, and got him to hold the microphone while I stripped, and got him to help me take off my outfit while I sang a bit of a number. But I stripped down to, I even took off my pasties, so
yeah.
It was male presenting nipples left and right, but it was so fantastic. People are already asking when we're going to do it again.
Yeah, and I think the plan is to bring it back, which is very exciting.
Lisa Mann or Ben Barry Manilow, as Lisa was known on the night, has big plans. It's just really, and should feel really proud. This is the first thing that Lisa/Barry has solo produced. And to have it be a sold out event and have the reaction was so positive. Like everyone walked away feeling so happy about themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And so proud of themselves. And I'm already working on a new routine.
Yeah, it was a stunning night. And if you do have the chance, come to a future event, because it was a lot of fun. As an audience member, I made sure I was right at the front for both of those shows.
Yes. Well, I didn't realise. Apparently, at one point, I changed the lyrics in one of the songs and said, Missy Lemink's Burn the Witch.
Yeah.
Missy was standing right. But I had no knowledge that I did that at the time. Missy told me afterwards, that was pretty good, you thinking on your feet. And I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't realise I said it. I just saw Missy's face, went with it, and kept on rolling.
Yeah.
But, you know, a whole heap of fun and absolutely fantastic.
No, if you're a fan of Hot Sweaty Messes, it was so hot in there. It was so hot in there. You were saying before about your costume and sticking to
it
you.
It stuck to my, me, yeah.
Later, when Lisa Barry Manilow was trying to draw the raffle ticket, she put her hand in the bucket to pick one out. And about 25 stuck came out to her hand.
It was ridiculous, but it was so much fun. What a way to kick off, to end June and kick your financial year into a new gear by getting your kid off on stage.
It was a bucket of laughs. Now, later in the show, Jane, we've got Jude Munro from Pride Centre Victoria coming
in. Yes, the Victorian Pride Centre, very exciting.
They've got a really exciting initiative happening at the moment. I got my email today because I'm a member of the Pride Centre.
Go you.
You know, because I get anything gay and I just want to be.
Oh, you're all over. And the Pride Centre is actually awesome.
Yeah, of course, 100%. Cannot wait to get this off the ground. Now they're doing Name That Crane.
Name the Crane.
Name.
Oh, that's
crane.
Right. Yeah, you're naming the crane that's going to help build our LGBTI plus centre for the future.
So the counterweight on the crane has this large area there. So they're going to print a name up there, and they're asking the public for suggestions on what they should name the crane. And I would love to ask our listeners.
Oh, have you got an idea of what you'd like to name the crane?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be Craney McCrane Face, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. I mean, is that not too many words?
I reckon there's enough room on a crane to put Craney McCrane
Face. I'm sure you could find it. But, oh, and you know what? I reckon then, why don't we do... Why don't we ask the listeners?
I would love to, yeah.
All right.
What do you guys think?
Because I've got no idea yet. I'm going to have to think of one. I'm going to have one ready for when Jude comes in. Have you got a name that you would like to name the crane of the Victorian Pride Centre?
Then we can present them to her live here in the studio. So SMS us on 0427 joy 949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Hit us up. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dee.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.